Most popular water sport in your country? China offers a wide range of popular water sports that cater to different interests and preferences. Among them, swimming stands out as one of the most widely practiced water sports, with numerous public and private swimming pools across the country. Water polo, known for its fast-paced action and teamwork, has also gained popularity. Windsurfing and kiteboarding have attracted enthusiasts to China's coastal regions, where favorable wind conditions provide ideal settings for those adrenaline-fueled activities. Surfing has been growing in popularity as well, particularly in Hainan Island and other coastal areas with suitable waves. Additionally, scuba diving and snorkeling have gained traction among adventure seekers, with stunning dive sites scattered along the coastlines. Lastly, sailing and yacht racing have developed a following among those seeking a combination of leisure and competition, whether it's swimming, water polo, windsurfing, surfing, diving, or sailing. What are the advantages of water transport compared to other modes of transport? Water transport offers several advantages over other modes of transportation. One of the key advantages is its ability to carry large quantities of goods and materials. Ships and barges have significant carrying capacities, making water transport ideal for transporting bulky and heavy items such as raw materials, machinery, and construction materials. This makes it a cost-effective option for businesses involved in industries like mining, agriculture, and manufacturing. Additionally, water transport is relatively energy efficient and environmentally friendly. Ships have lower fuel consumption and emit fewer greenhouse gases per ton of cargo compared to road or air transport. This contributes to reducing carbon footprints and mitigating the impact of transportation on the environment. Moreover, waterways such as rivers and canals offer access to inland areas and serve as crucial transportation routes, enhancing connectivity and trade opportunities. Overall, water transport provides a cost-effective, sustainable, and efficient solution for the movement of goods over long distances, making it a valuable mode of transportation. Is water travel more important now than in the past? While other modes of transportation, such as air travel and road transport, have gained prominence, water travel maintains its importance for various reasons. Firstly, maritime shipping remains a crucial component of global trade, facilitating the movement of goods on a massive scale. With the rise of globalization, the demand for international shipping has increased, making water travel indispensable for the global economy. Additionally, water travel plays a vital role in tourism and leisure activities, offering opportunities for cruises, recreational boating, and coastal exploration. Furthermore, water transport remains essential for connecting remote areas and island nations, ensuring accessibility and supporting economic development. Lastly, water travel serves critical roles in disaster response and humanitarian efforts, providing swift transportation of supplies and personnel to affected regions. While the relative importance of water travel may have shifted in some contexts, its enduring significance in trade, tourism, connectivity, and emergency situations makes it an essential mode of transportation in the present day. The characteristics of goods transported by water. Firstly, water transport is well suited for transporting bulky and heavy goods. Ships and barges have ample carrying capacities, allowing for the movement of large volumes of cargo, including commodities like ores, grains, and fuels. Secondly, water transport is commonly used for the transportation of non-perishable goods. Unlike air or road transport, water travel typically involves longer transit times, making it less suitable for time-sensitive or perishable items. Thirdly, water transport is particularly advantageous for goods with low value to weight ratios. Since water transport is generally more cost-effective for long-distance transportation, goods that are relatively inexpensive but require large quantities to be moved can benefit from this mode. Additionally, water transport often handles goods that are not time-critical but have consistent demand, such as bulk commodities or materials for construction and manufacturing. Lastly, water transport is instrumental in international trade, facilitating the movement of goods between countries and continents, including imports and exports of various commodities.